Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Last week, we discussed a few of the golden rules surrounding successful short-term trading. This week, I would like to go into more depth on the process for creating a profitable short-term trading system. As with any great achievement in life, it's essential that time is taken to create a plan as to how you will get from where you are now to where you want to go. Short-term trading is no different. I mean, what do you think would have happened if, when constructing the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the architects simply opted to construct such a monument without a plan? I'm sure you'll all agree it would have ended up being a messy, not to mention expensive, mass of useless metal. Yet, in general, people spend more time planning for a holiday than they do on creating a rock-solid financial future, and this is normally to their detriment. As the old saying goes, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So where do you start when planning your financial future? This is easy. What are your goals? What are you going to achieve in life, and how will being a successful short-term trader assist you in achieving such goals? These are the kinds of questions you should be asking yourself. This is an opportunity to assess what it is you really want and put it down on paper. Think of it like a roadmap to your dreams. There are two important distinctions I would like to make clear when constructing your goals. Firstly, why do you want to achieve your goal of becoming a short-term trader? For instance, my why of being a successful trader has always been to have the time to watch my future children grow, be able to take them to school every morning, support them in their own endeavours, whatever they may be, buy them their first car, etc., etc. Your why provides you with the passion to achieve your goals, no matter the apparent roadblocks that may appear from time to time. It does take blood, sweat, and tears to become a great trader, but it is how you handle such scenarios that defines how successful you are. In essence, you have two simple choices. You can keep pushing, or you can do what 99% of the population does, and that's nothing. The next aspect of your goals is to consider how you are to achieve them. We can all have fanciful aspirations, but these are desires rather than goals. A goal has a solid foundation or roadmap as to how the goal is to be achieved. For instance, if your goal is to replace your income from trading short term, how much money will you need to have to achieve this? Don't forget you'll need to have a cushion account, as I call it, which means having money set aside just in case the planned return from trading is a little less than expected. So the how is really a step-by-step guide to achieving your goals. Okay, so now that your goals are in place, you know what your trading will help you to achieve, what is the next step? For some reason, the industry purports that trading, and to a large degree, short-term trading, is difficult. However, I disagree with this view. Short-term trading is not difficult if you have the correct knowledge, and this is exactly what most so-called traders lack, the right education. For those listening who have enrolled into a Wealth Within course, you have taken a step in the right direction, as the skills you learn can be applied across any trading product and any time frame. For myself and the many successful traders I know, a common theme runs true, and that is that trading is about creating a lifestyle rather than another job. This applies to short-term trading as well. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be sitting in front of a computer all day looking at copious amounts of charts. So how do we avoid this? It's pretty easy. Keep your trading simple by using the following steps. Select stocks that are suitable for short-term trading. This is where I see many slip up. You need to select stocks that are able to achieve the right amount of short-term price value growth without sacrificing the benefits of good liquidity. Penny dreadfuls are obviously a big no-no here. Successful short-term trading is reliant on your ability to enter and exit quickly at a suitable price. Illiquid stocks will commonly be hard to both buy and sell, and the price at which you want to buy and sell is commonly miles away. Stick with the top 150, possibly out of the top 200 if you have enough experience. And I discussed what I mean by an experienced trader in my podcast last week, so you might like to revisit this one if you're not sure. Stocks that are likely to achieve the desired growth are those such as mid-caps, quality mining-related stocks, energy stocks, basically anything that is fast-moving with common gains of somewhere between 5 to 10% over a period of a few weeks. Select suitable rules for trading short-term. Short-term trading is a different beast to medium or long-term trading, as it is much more active and thus must be treated accordingly. Entry and exit techniques such as Dow, GAN and Countertrend are common over shorter-term timeframes, as such techniques allow the trader to gain insight into the first signs of a new uptrend or downtrend. Other traders I know make use of profit targets. For example, an entry is made at a price of $2 and the trader's plan is to exit when the stock hits $2.20 or a 10% profit target. Trailing stop losses are also a great idea here and a good way to follow the full extent of a short burst trend before direction changes. An example here would be to take a position based on an entry on the weekly chart and then follow the trade on a daily chart using a trailing stop. Whatever the case, the key to a successful plan is backtesting and paper trading. Ensure you have tested your rules and prove they work. This takes the emotion out of your trading and builds confidence in your plan. Your stops also need to be tighter than what you would normally set for a medium to long-term plan. This is due to the fact that short-term trading will normally involve the use of some type of leverage, whether it be through a margin loan or perhaps a product such as CFDs. Given this, you need to make sure your downside exposure is limited as much as possible without the stop being too tight. This is because although leverage can magnify your gains, losses can also be larger, and a tighter stop loss will ensure you preserve your capital. For example, a short-term stop might be around 8 to 10% of your buy price, depending on your overall exposure and risk. I cannot emphasize enough how important stop losses are, particularly in regard to short-term trading. Yet I still see so many people setting incorrect stops, whether they be way too tight, too far away, or in some cases, no stop loss at all. And this is just pure gambling in my book. Money management is another very important aspect of short-term trading. Too often, I see traders portioning way too much of their total capital towards short-term trading. Again, short-term trading normally involves some form of leverage and is thus much higher risk. When deciding on how much of your capital to put towards your shorter-term activities, we recommend 10% of your total capital. This means 90% of your capital will be tied up in good quality blue-chip shares over a medium to long-term timeframe, whilst 10% can be placed in your more speculative trading products. Short-term trading can be a great way to supplement your income or add to the compounding effects of your other share market activities. And by following the rules I've outlined, I'm sure you'll be able to start nutting out a successful short-term strategy. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.